Ashisha C. Rajan, and today we'll be talking about financial literacy and how it is beneficial for you and how it is important. Let me start by asking you a question. Are you financially literate? If not, it is important to be. A few months back, my friend called me. He sounded so worried and stressed out. He got this new job in Bangalore and he was excited about it because it was like one of his dream jobs. It had this safe working environment, good payment, and the people were really friendly towards him, and it was like a perfect job for him. But by the end of the month, he was completely broke. You know, it is really expensive to live in a big city like Bangalore. There is room rent, there is grocery bills, there is electricity bills, water bills, and it just goes on. He was financially independent, but there was no financial security for him. Financial mismanagement is one of an important topic that we all avoid in our real life. It is important to learn about finance, and it is even more important to learn about financial management. Have you ever had such an experience? Have you ever felt financially insecure? Then this video is for you. Now let us know, what is financial literacy? In simple words, we can say it is the ability to make smart financial decisions. Financial literacy will help you achieve financial independence and financial security. Now, we get academic education from schools and colleges, and for professional guidance, we have mentors. But do we get financial education? Sadly, the answer is no. Financial education is as important as academic education, maybe even more. But today, institutions don't give you proper training or proper idea about finance and finance management. A financially literate person can understand and apply these financial skills in their life effectively. They are also skilled in investing, budgeting, financial management, and credit management. In other simple words, we can say that financial literate person is a person who can manage their money easily. Developing these financial skills will help one achieve their life goals, such as retirement planning, education for self or children, and even going on vacations. It helps you reduce financial anxiety and stress that comes while planning an event. Moreover, it increases financial capability and financial discipline. Yes, it is true. You need to be smart in order to earn, but you need to be smarter in order to manage these earnings. Financial knowledge is one of the greatest assets one can attain and always keep with them. Now let us know, what are the major components of financial literacy. The very first component is budgeting. Budgeting helps you to track all your expenditures, and you can separate all those unnecessary expenses, and hence you can spend your money wisely. By budgeting, we can plan for short, medium, and long-term expenses and save accordingly. The second one is investing. Knowledge about investment allows one person to make smarter decisions, and this in turn will increase your income flow. Instead of just keeping your money in your bank account, you can actually invest into different investment options that are available. It is possible for you to achieve your financial goal and at the same time contribute to the funds of your retirement planning. Equities, debt instruments, mutual fund, real estate, and gold are some of the most common and popular options of investments that are available. Investing is all about generating and growing one's means so that they can enjoy a better, secure, and happier future. When we put our money in an avenue, it will generate into a significant return over time. So we can say that investment and savings are something that goes hand in hand. Savings is the amount of money that you put aside from today to tomorrow, and investment is putting your money to work potentially so that one can earn a better return over longer term. The next one is taxation. One should gain knowledge on the different forms of taxation that is available. It refers to the fees and financial obligations that is imposed by the government on its residents. Taxation applies to all payments of mandatory levies, which includes income, property, corporate, capital gains, and sales. There are different steps and procedures that has to be followed by a business person while running their business. So the next time when you plan your finances, make sure that you keep in mind all these taxation procedures. The last and the fourth component of financial literacy is savings. There's a quote saying that, "Save money and money will save you." Saving ensures financial wellness, it secures your present, and helps you to have a better future. One can build wealth and attain financial security for a long term through proper financial planning. Keep a check on all your expenditures. You won't believe how much money you can save through this process. Always remember to create an emergency fund. It will act as a cushion during all those unexpected and unpredictable life-turning events. Through saving money regularly, one can achieve that financial discipline and excel in their life. It is important to acquire knowledge about your finance and keep track on all of your finances and know how to manage them. If you really intend to, if you really want to, then it's never late to do anything. Let's get to know your business better with Purple Law. See you in the next video. Till then, bye.